Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at Takeoff Aviation. They're spearheading some really ambitious initiatives, things designed to enhance aviation training and build a global community. So our mission here is to unpack the different programs we've seen in their materials. Uh-huh. We want to show you how they all seem to connect, forming this, this comprehensive ecosystem for professionals, students, organizations, and everyone in aviation, really. Yeah, we'll be looking at everything from, you know, how they're building communities right from the ground up, supporting ongoing professional development, and then all the way to these tailored corporate solutions and even international study in the UK. It's quite a scope.
Exactly. And as we go through these, we're not just listing features. We really want to dig into the thinking behind it all, the why, you know. How are these programs actually meant to improve training, improve compliance, especially in a field like aviation where that's so critical? Ultimately, it looks like they're trying to build a stronger, more skilled aviation workforce, kind of hitting it from multiple angles.
Right. Okay, so let's start at that ground level you mentioned, community building. The source material talks about this broad call to action. It's aimed at ADCOs, ANSPs, CEAs, training folks, basically all the stakeholders. And the idea is to get them involved in forming two communities, Skylab and Skypulse. The big goal seems to be connecting active professionals with students for mentoring, outreach, that kind of thing. So let's take Skylab first. This one seems focused on outreach, setting up local aviation clubs, almost like cultivating the next generation, right? Annex A in the documents gets a pretty clear roadmap for getting these clubs started. It involves finding interested schools or colleges, getting the okay from them, then nominating a coordinator, ideally someone like an active or maybe a retired ATCO or another aviation pro. Then you develop a club charter, plan activities. And these aren't just meetups. They're talking online courses, guest speakers, site visits, simulator demos, even competitions. And Takeoff Academy provides starter materials, ICAO-aligned stuff to get them going.
Yeah, that approach for Skylab, nurturing the future talent, it's quite holistic. Now, Skypulse, that's different. It shifts the focus. It's aimed squarely at active professionals, continuous development, skills upgrades. And what really stands out here is how data-driven it is. It starts with identifying groups, maybe training providers or ANSP staff, appointing a data coordinator, setting up the Skypulse platform access, and then there's establishing the data sharing protocols. They really emphasize confidentiality and compliance there. But here's the core of it. They benchmark training outcomes against ICAO standards. That gives a clear picture of where people stand, where improvements are needed. Plus, members can ask for subsidized courses from Takeoff Academy, delivered virtually or face-to-face.
Okay, so Skylab plants the seeds. Skypulse keeps the current garden, let's say, healthy and growing. But here's a question. If these are local efforts, grassroots things, how does Takeoff Aviation make sure they all add up? How do they create a consistent impact nationally or even internationally? What's the mechanism to keep quality up and ensure the data means something across the board, you know, when it's so decentralized?
That's a really important point. The source material calls it a distributed network approach.
Hmm.
The consistency, well, it seems to come from a couple of places. For Skylab, it's the access to those centralized ICAO-aligned modules from Takeoff Academy. And for Skypulse, it's the platform itself. It standardizes things. It uses established data models and benchmarks against those ICAO standards you mentioned. So while the local groups manage their clubs or input their data, the framework, the content, the evaluation tools, those are provided centrally. It's kind of like giving everyone the same toolkit and rulebook, so even local efforts contribute to a bigger unified standard.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. A common backbone, you could say, for all these different local groups.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so shifting gears a bit, away from community building, how does Takeoff Aviation cater to the really big players, mm-hmm. the larger organizations? That's where Skytrak comes in, I assume.
Exactly. Skytrak is specifically built for majors like ANSPs, airports, airlines, and the CAAs. Its whole purpose is tailored, contract-based training, but it's more than just training.
Yeah.
It includes integrated monitoring, reporting, performance tracking, all bundled together. And the stated goal, to boost operational efficiency and make sure compliance is absolutely solid within these big, complex operations.
And it's not just one monolithic thing, is it? It looked like Skytrak has four key modules addressing different needs. There was the ATCO competency monitor, continuously tracking skills against ICAO and ESS standards. Then the training compliance checker, making sure training ticks all the regulatory boxes and follows best practices. Also, a career progression tracker that monitors growth from trainee right up to senior management. And finally, this regional trends dashboard that aggregates data for wider insights across what they call the AFM scope.
That's right. And what's really quite striking about SkyTrack are the commercial terms they're offering. Contracts are negotiated individually based on what the client needs. They do group quotes with discounts, structured, they say, to beat competitor pricing. But the headline grabber is the price guarantee. Takeoff Academy explicitly guarantees their price will be at least 20% lower than any genuine competitor quote for equivalent services.
Wow, 20% lower. That's a bold claim in this market, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think the strategic thinking is behind that? Such aggressive pricing. What does it mean for the industry? Puts pressure on others, surely.
Oh, absolutely. Strategically, it's a direct challenge, a real shot across the bow to the established players in corporate aviation training. By offering such a steep discount, alongside this pretty comprehensive suite of services addressing those key pain points, compliance, efficiency, talent, they're not just competing on features, they're competing hard on value,
yeah.
Aiming for market disruption. It definitely signals their confidence maybe in their cost structure and certainly their ambition to grab market share fast. It could genuinely reshape how these big organizations buy these kinds of essential services.
Yeah, fascinating play, definitely. Okay, so moving from the big corporate solutions to individual opportunities. Takeoff Aviation also has this pathway for international participants, people wanting to upgrade their skills. They can come to the UK for short programs up to 6 months at Takeoff Academy's centers there. And what seems really noteworthy is they don't just say, come train. They understand the hurdles. They have a partner, Takeoff Immigration Services, providing actual support with visas and applications, all that tricky stuff.
Yes. And Annex D in the source material lays out what looks like a remarkably streamlined process for international students. Instead of getting lost in every single detail, the main takeaway is how comprehensive the guidance is. Takeoff Aviation, through the immigration service partner, gives step-by-step help. It covers everything. Choosing the right program, checking eligibility, handling fees, they even mention multi-currency options, and checking for scholarships. Then planning accommodation, travel, and crucially, navigating the UK visa process, which can be, let's face it, notoriously complex. Takeoff Immigration Services offers consultations, advises on the right study routes, helps prepare all the documents, you know, passport copies, offer letter, proof of funds, accommodation proof, travel plan, insurance, sponsor letters if needed. Then they guide you through the application submission, the biometrics appointment. This whole systematic approach, especially with that dedicated integration support, it really seems designed to knock down major barriers for international professionals. What do you reckon is the biggest plus of having that kind of guided system for visas?
Well, I think the biggest advantage has got to be the peace of mind.
Yeah.
And just reducing the chance of errors. Visa applications can be incredibly stressful, right? Having experts guide you probably turns something daunting into something manageable. It really shows they're thinking about the student's entire experience end to end. And of course, once you actually arrive in the UK, the support continues. There's orientation, safety briefings, the full training schedule, access to support during modules, simulations, assessments, and it culminates in certification and even personalized advice on what to do next in your career. It feels very thorough. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it's pretty clear Takeoff Aviation has put together a really wide range of offerings, from building local communities and boosting individual careers, right through to these big corporate packages and helping people study internationally. And every piece seems strategically aimed at lifting aviation skills and ultimately improving safety standards globally.
Absolutely. Bringing it all together, the core message seems to be that just having knowledge isn't enough. It needs to be understood and, more importantly, applied. And these initiatives look like they're designed precisely to make that happen, making knowledge accessible and impactful for everyone in aviation, from the newcomer to the veteran professional to the major organizations.
So here's something to think about as we finish.
Yeah.
Considering this diverse range of initiatives from Takeoff Aviation, from local community formation to international corporate solutions, how might such an integrated approach fundamentally reshape the landscape of global aviation training and talent development in the coming years? Definitely food for thought. Now, if you want to explore any of this further, their main group website is takeoffgroup.co.uk. For the LMS portals, that's Skylab, SkyPulse, and SkyTrack, you'll want takeoff.academy. For the self-paced AI-powered training, check out skysave.takeoff.academy. And those UK immigration services we talked about are at ukimmigrationandvisa.uk. Finally, for any general training questions, the email is info@2i.aero. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.